This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about Ben Cherington. Made some comments this weekend to, he had a media session where reporters got to ask him questions in a more closed setting than he also had his show yesterday. So let's start with these comments. Ben Cherington was asked by reporters about Skeens or Cruz, which one seems more appealing or which one might he consider more than the other. Here was Cherington's response.
I think it gets narrower all the time. We'd rather not define exactly how narrow it is right now, but it gets narrow. You know, every hour you spend on it, it gets a little bit narrower. But I don't think, I fully expect that we go into Sunday, a week from tomorrow, still with, you know, multiple considerations.
Like, how realistic is it to think that a player that you take next week could be up here this season and help this team?
Well, first of all, I just want, you know, to be clear, I wouldn't stop at two players. We have more than that under consideration. But, you know, that would be pretty aggressive even for an advanced college player to consider. You know, I guess it has happened, but pretty aggressive.
Okay, so there were rumors circulating, too, and a lot of fans had the question that maybe the Pirates would, or Cherington would consider calling up Skeens, right? Because he already has so much experience, and he throws hard, and he lasts a lot of innings. Why not just race him through the minor leagues and, you know, get him here to join the Major League club? Cherington doesn't like that idea, but apparently it's not just two. That was the word. Not just two decisions, or not just two options for the Pirates. There's more than two players that they're considering, and the window is just going to get narrower and narrower and narrower until whenever. He did specify, because Greg Brown then asked him on the Ben Cherington show yesterday on the Pirates Radio Network, right here on 93.7 The Fan. Ben Cherington was asked by Greg Brown, well, when do you think you're going to make the decision? When do you think you're going to know which player you're going to draft? And here was his response.
Late Sunday. What is it, July 9th? Yeah. So
really late Sunday?
I think that's when we'll know, yeah. Yeah, because why not, right? Like, you know.
Yeah, there's no hurry. You don't have to know now.
Why not use every minute you have? Decisions are hard, and if you have, I've always felt like whatever time you have to make a decision, you better use it. Obviously, sometimes you got to be prepared to make a decision faster if you're forced to. But in this case, we know exactly when the draft is going to start. It's not going to change. We know when it's going to start. We know when we're making that selection. I don't see any reason why not to use all the time we have.
Use all the time we have. So they're not really going to know until Sunday, next week. They're waiting that long. Okay. I heard some rumors that maybe Ben Cherington is giving Scott Boras his own treatment. Like, sure, yeah, okay, we won't draft him. But then where does his value go not being a number one overall in a draft? Right? I think the number one overall pick among the top prospects gets the most money. So we'll play this game, too. You don't want to be the first overall pick? That's great. Good for your client. We'll go with somebody else because we got options. I think that's what that is. Maybe he's being genuine. If you buy that, if you don't buy it, let me know. You can call And we do have a caller on the line right now at 412-928-9370. Ted from Mount Washington. Go ahead, Ted. What's on your mind?
Well, real quick about the Pirates. They're going to draft a pitcher. I mean, it's obvious they're going to do it. It's not even close. They're just blowing smoke. It's a logical choice. Drew may be good, but right now the organization needs the pitcher. And you know who they're going to draft.
You think Skeens?
It's not even close. It will find out. They got to be out of their mind not to draft. There's no one else.
I hear you.
It's not even close.
Thanks for the call, Ted. I appreciate it. Yeah. Okay. That's fair. See, I was tantalized a little bit. I've been going back and forth on Skeens and Cruz. And I think even a Twitter follower of the fan was asking all the hosts and producers. I said, pencil me in for Skeens. Then I heard, ooh, Dylan Cruz is an ex-Bryce Harper. And I was like, ooh, I like the name Bryce Harper. MVP, no World Series rings. But, you know, other than that, I mean, he plays well individually, right? Ooh, exciting. Dylan Cruz would be an exciting player. Then I rethought, and I'm like, well, hold on now. Skeens is a pitcher, and he throws many pitches in games at close to triple digits in velocity. So back to pitcher. And then I was a little more sold on Skeens for a second because Scott Boras said that Dylan Cruz doesn't want to sign with the Pirates. And then I was like, wait, no, we don't want Scott Boras to win. Sign Dylan Cruz. And then after a few days, I said, no, that's silly. The Pirates need pitching. And then I went back to Skeens. So I've been going back and forth for a while in my own head. But Ted from Mount Washington, not an incorrect point at all. No, Skeens, I think, would be beneficial to the team. And I'm still on the pitcher train. But I don't know. I like Charrington. There's something about Charrington where he has very smooth answers, and he's very hidden, and he doesn't care what people think, it seems. And it's not necessarily an arrogance, just the way he speaks. I don't know why exactly I like how he speaks, but it's the way he presents his ideas and presents his plan in a way without presenting it, you know. And he plays a game of chess kind of with, you know, the agents, specifically Boras in this case. Just talking about how many options that the Pirates have, and you should consider thoroughly who you're going to pick. It's going to get, if Cruz or Skeens is not drafted by the Pirates, I think that this city is going to light up the Pirates a little bit. And especially if that pick doesn't pan out or gets traded later on, like, you want this draft pick at one overall to be a cornerstone of the franchise. Like, you want Henry Davis to be a cornerstone of the franchise. The fact that Nick Gonzalez has come up and is doing well early in his tenure in Major League Baseball is a good sign. Terramar Johnson's an exciting prospect. He was drafted first in the first round by the Pirates last season, 2022. So, yeah, I think that you don't want to draft this 1-1 overall guy and not have him be your franchise piece or even do well. Excuse me, not do well. You know what I mean. You want to keep him on the team and you want him to do well. You don't want to have to trade anybody for some other assets later on, or you don't want that prospect to not pan out. Like, this prospect needs to pan out. And especially, I'm saying that the city of Pittsburgh would be in an uproar and would really blast the Pirates if this draft pick didn't work out and it wasn't Dylan Cruz or Paul Skeens. Because at least if you draft those guys, everybody kind of has it in their mind, like, hey, you know, at least they went with the guys that were the top guys at the time. But, you know, you take a chance on somebody and it doesn't work out, and then all of a sudden it's like, well, now we're set back because nobody drafted ahead of us. We got the first selection with no room for adjustment because we have the first overall pick. And then that happened. So, you know, the pick wasn't one of the top guys, the best pitcher and the best offensive player and outfielder in the draft, and then that pick doesn't work out. I think that's the big concern that we all have right now when considering who the Pirates should pick. But we'll see. And I also kind of his comments, speaking of, while I'm thinking about where they're drafting, I know he's saying they need time to think, and there would be more thinking and consideration done, I believe, if you're picking down the list. But the Pirates aren't picking down the list, so I don't know if I necessarily buy what Charrington's saying either, because there's nobody picking ahead of them, so the consideration here is just, you know, them assessing talent individually, but you'd have to be blind not to see that Cruz and Skeens, respectively, are the best at their positions going into this draft. And I don't know what consideration further you need, because again, nobody's picking before you. You've got the first pick. There is no room for adjustment. You can choose whoever you want as the first overall pick. So that's my response to Charrington.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.